In the time I wake up,
and among
those who never fight the light of the word, I boost in that. You know, he speaks in Job and he says, those who pass through tribulations of this world and those who fall in hell, most are those who contend against light.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Time you wake up in the morning, you can believe words of knowledge. Words of the light of knowledge. You always thank God. You think how many people are in this world and they are not ready to hear the light of the word. What did God create in you specific?
Yes,
praise Jesus. What new is in you inside, which enables you to see light of the word of God? Our colleagues are out there moving, the businessmen, the politicians, those nations, clans and languages, the games and sports. Everyone is deep in their issues.
How
do you come get deep in the light of the word?
There's
something you made new.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus much.
You
think, what exactly is that? What's upholding you? Some of us say the grace.
God,
give me grace to sit in truth. That is the Holy Spirit.
It has
reason it creates inside us. They call it the thirsty of the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
if you don't hear it, you cease to have peace.
Even
though you have how much money, even though you have the good things of the world,
but
not gotten light of the world,
you
feel thirsty.
You
feel you are not well. I request he adds that word
near.
And the thirsty every time. The famine of eating his word. If
you
are in that time, indeed
you
shall stand in this life forever. If you didn't know what he created in you, that is it. Amos 8:10-12. There will be a famine.
It's
not of eating food, not drinking water. But to hear the word of God. Now imagine. Famine is not off and
on,
but it's always on.
Those
who get the famine briefly and they gather briefly and they disappear.
Naenzi,
want the family to be there forever.
Amen.
And if I ask it every second, even a second knocks,
I feel family
want to be in the food, to eat the word.
You know,
in the world we have something. We have what we call continuous eating. Eat this and that. Different aromas of food and things flight. Drinking is different. I want that exact, which comes in my spiritual world. And I want to eat in Isaiah, in Peter, in John.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And you
eat the word in John, and you hear, you feel a revelation, and you get elsewhere. You need to eat the word of God. Something you want to know again, and you want to know it, and no finish. Let me
speak,
and let me add more.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That situation will help you never to cease hold light in you. If all along you ask for famine, God, ask me for famine of the world. Ask me the thirsty. You'll be able to make it in this world. See, people with such a word in their hearts, even though they are lost, they see the way.
It remains
not fairly sick light of the word. Ask them, they say, I'm not satisfied here. I am lacking the word.
you eventually see your way. So the evil Satan plots to pervert you. By famine and the thirst of the word, you will not surely fail get your way, the way of life. We thank God. We
have
done it to us. Indeed, it's not that we wouldn't have been here. We would have come on Sundays also.
You know,
thirsty of the word, but it's small. They are sick of worms in their stomach. There are people like that in salvation. They are neither head nor cold. They have worms in the stomach for eating the word of God. When they eat on Sunday, they protrude the stomach, they think they are satisfied. And you can see them the next Sunday. But leave big person spiritually and they eat well the word. Every time of eating, they must be present. If it even passes them, I'm going to get sick of ulcers spiritually. You feel something is lacking. People sick of worms in the spiritual stomach, they eat on Sunday, they feel the stomach protruded. They
think
they have gotten what for entire week, but if a problem comes, as if they got running stomach,
every
big poop just released out.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
But
may God align our spiritual stomachs.
We
have to eat every moment of eating. There are times we need tea of the word of God.
Breakfast.
Even second fast perhaps happens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And then you eat other fruits in before you eating lunch. And you reach on lunch.
And
after lunch, you go to the fruits again.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
And
you wait for supper. Many times,
you
rarely wake up in the night to eat. As in the day. In the night, we are in the spiritual world trying to prove what we ate in the day. We sleep the vision, dreams, and the trance. And we move on to analyze what we discovered in the day.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But some are sick. Some of us are sick. The spiritual stomachs have hold worms in them. That word the Holy Spirit spoke of it. In the vision, in the night. He said, most of my children are sick. I don't see them around. I see them on Sunday.
They
eat, was protrude their stomachs when problems come and they learn toilets, all scriptures released out. They don't retain anything in them. That their eating is not rightful. You know, he has the way he teaches the prophets. I realized what he was meaning. Those who get running stomach when they have eaten scriptures. Mostly if they had sins and we teach of them. There are those who begin to act proud with their sins and they protrude stomachs. Because of scriptures they have eaten and they affected them ill else. We shall see that word in its time.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We thank God. He's loved us up to today. We are going to move on to seeing schemes of Satan. Satan schemes against God and the church.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And move on, wind up separating the Spirit of God and his works of righteousness from the Spirit of Satan and its works of unrighteousness. In this time, we see the third part of the Spirit of knowledge of God and the way
it
manifests the kingdom of God. Let me hope we are together.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We see the Spirit of the Lord
or
the Spirit of knowledge of God, Spirit of the light of life, and the way he manifests the kingdom of God, and it teaches us to seek for it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let me repeat
it.
It's the third part.
The
Spirit of the knowledge of God,
Spirit
who holds the light of eternal life, and the way he manifests the kingdom of God. But do not forget, all these we see them under the other heading, how the Holy Spirit arose the gospel, the kingdom of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
The Spirit of the Lord, how he arose salvation right from America in the
1800s
and in 1906, the Spirit of Satan began to beat down that salvation. But as we've come being told, we were told when the gospel of salvation we arose in America, the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, and we have come seeing how the gospel was meant to be,
and
this time God has blessed us as the nation Uganda, which was called Prepare All the Nations for the coming back of Jesus. And we refuse to preach and to teach the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Now we've come see many things till when we are on that question answering it. What the kingdom of God that we seek for, and how do we seek for it? We are pushed to go back to the book of the Lord that we can seek for the kingdom of God. Then the second question, and up now we are still on it. What the kingdom of God that we seek for, and how do we seek for it?
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We
still have two other questions ahead. The righteousness we seek for, what is it, and how is it thought? What is the kingdom of heaven, and where is it found? Those two questions are still out. But as we still in the second question, the kingdom of God we seek for, what is it? And how is it thought? We discovered it in Matthew 12. Verses 28. And if he casts demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come for us.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. It was required to ask know of fullness of the Holy Spirit and his works. We discovered it that the Holy Spirit makes fullness of the seven spirits. That's why we came revealed the Spirit of wisdom, and how we manifest the kingdom of God, the Spirit of understanding, and how he manifests the kingdom of God, the Spirit of the counsel of God, and how he manifests the kingdom of God, the Spirit of power, and how he manifests the kingdom of God. Right now we move on to see the Spirit of knowledge of God. Spirit who holds the light of the eternal life and how it shows the kingdom of God. We are right on the third part.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. After we finish him, we are to see the spirit of fear of God and how he manifests the kingdom of God. Then we end up with the spirit of the Lord. But we still move on with the third part. The spirit of knowledge of God and how he manifests the kingdom of God.
He's
the spirit who holds the light of the eternal life.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We
saw these five ways. Today we are heading on to the third. Yes.
Yes,
praise
you.
Jesus much.
The
five ways
through
with the spirit of knowledge of God who holds the light of eternal life. How he manifests that life.
Yes, you.
Praise
you.
Jesus much. The first way we finished it, the light of life which appears in spirits of creations in the heavens and earth.
We discovered
life of our spirits in the heavens and earth. Light indeed which was put there to live forever.
Then,
and the second way, we saw the life which appears in the blood. In the blood within the bodies of creations on the earth. Today we want to see the light of life which appears in the water which is on this world. Praise Jesus so much. And we still sit under the spirit of knowledge. After we shall see the light of life which is in the living water in bodies of creations in the heavens. And we shall end with light of life which is in the breath of God. Praise Jesus much. Let's finish this third way. Light of life which appears
in the
water which is on the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We thank God that has reached us here. In Matthew 12:28, he speaks this. Matthew 12:28.
Kalo bwakabaka bwakatonda bubajide.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
He began to tell us in
the Matthew 12:28. And if I cast demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come for you. But we've come understanding it.
This
Holy Spirit and His works, He makes the fullness of the seven spirits. And in Revelation 4:5, that is why we are told this. Revelations 4:5.
Ne ku ntebe nga kuvaako kumyansa n'amaloboozi n'okubwatuka n'ettabazi omusanvu ez'omuliro nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. He told us upon the throne, as in Revelations 4:5, that upon the throne came thunderings and the voices, and seven lamps shining before the throne of God. They are the seven spirits of God. But like we've heard Matthew 12:28, that if he cast demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come for us. Now in this time,
they've
shown us in Revelations 4:5, and fullness of the Holy Spirit is made of seven spirits. And in this time, that's why we are on the fifth spirit, the spirit of knowledge of God. and how he manifests the kingdom of God. He lightens us the light of the eternal life. But he broke it in these five ways. And we ride on the third way. The light of life.
Which is
the water which is on the planet Earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Maybe when you look to Isaiah 11 verse 12,
the hymn
of us of the spirit of knowledge. Isaiah 11 verse 2. Isaiah 11 verses 2.
No moyo gwa mukama gulibera kuye. Omoyo gwa magezi no kutegera. Omoyo gwa kutesa na amanyi. Omoyo gwa kumanya no kutya mukama.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Mutuogera ku moyo wa mukama.
When we speak of the spirit of the Lord.
Uboko ise chikondo chitabaza.
When you use in the lampstand.
Ngabwe chalagibwa Musa.
As it was shown to Moses.
Mukitabe chokuva.
In the book of Exodus.
Esuleri eyabiri mweta.
Exodus 25.
Mulwasa tumoro munasa tumobe.
Verse 31 to 32.
Omoyo wa mukama.
The spirit of the Lord.
Yo yarabikira wakati ku chikondo chitabaza.
The one who appears in the middle of the lampstand.
Then tulina ko moyo wa magezi.
Then we have the spirit of wisdom.
Mutwamaro kulaba bwatula.
When we saw how we manifest the kingdom of God, we have the spirit of understanding, and he too showed us the kingdom of God. We have the spirit of counsel,
and
it shows the kingdom of God, and we finish that way. And we have the spirit of power, and
he too
saw the way he shows the kingdom of God. Now we are on the spirit of the knowledge of God, the spirit who holds the light of eternal life, and the way he shows the kingdom of God. After we finish him, we shall head on the spirit of the fear of God, and we end up with the spirit of the Lord. But they have said even the spirit of the Lord will be on him,
in
whom told us he holds the light of eternal life.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
this life he moved on, put it in the five ways. We are right on the third way, the light of life, which appears in the water, which is on this planet Earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Maybe when you read John 17 in the verses 3,
it
speaks of eternal life like this.
Yokana esule yekumi no musambu nolu nyiriri olwokusatu.
John 17 verse 3.
Ti buno bwe bulamu obutagwawo okumanya gwe Katonda omwo wa mazima noyo gwe watuma Yesu Kristo.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Ti buno bwe bulamu obutagwawo.
This is the eternal life.
Okumanya gwe Katonda omwo wa mazima.
You the one true God.
Ne Kristo Yesu gwe watuma.
And the Christ Jesus you sent.
Omoyo wo okumanya Katonda.
The spirit of knowledge of God.
Moyo avunanyizibwa okutumulisiza ku byobulamu.
Is responsible to lighten us concerning life.
Omusana ogw'obulamu.
The light of life.
Okutuukira ddala ku butagwawo.
Which reaches to eternal life.
Ne kati bwe tubanga tumubikkula era nga tulaga obwakabaka bwa
as to reveal him, and he shows us the kingdom of God.
He's
handled life in the five ways that he reveals it to us.
It's
reason why in the 2 Corinthians, that chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, moves on to tell us this.
Second Corinthians 4:6. Kubanga Katonda yayogera nti omusana guli akamukizikiza yayaka mitima jaffe okuleta omusana ogwo kumanya ekitiibwa kya Katonda mu maaso ga Yesu Kristo. Olunyolo musanvu naye obugagga obwo tuli nabwo mu bibya ebyebbumba amanya amanje nnyo galyoke gavenga eri Katonda so serife.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Mubakolise ekyokubiri esule neyokona.
In the 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7.
Katonda yaragira omusana.
God commanded the light,
omusana ogwo kumanya ekitiibwa kya Christ,
knowledge of the glory of Christ,
gwakenga mu mitima gyaffe,
to shine in our hearts.
Yes, we
praise Jesus much. But we know that the human spirit, God uses it as the lamp to check out the human body. The portion of our spirit, when we saw the first way, we saw that indeed it's life, which was gotten from the life eternal. That's called the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. But only light which can lighten for us is that of knowledge. And is the spirit of knowledge which shows us life in these five ways. But if it's not that, you may not know what concerns life. The gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, it was made to show us all these secrets. Praise Jesus much. That is why he has said he commanded the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the Christ Jesus to always shine in our hearts.
Save
all these treasures in the vessels of clay. As we enter this knowledge, we get already in us, we have the spirit, the other treasure in us.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Even though we join on it the knowledge we are into, already your spirit is a treasure which was put forever,
and
it tweets in this vessel of clay.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
In
that way, what I want to move on tell you, as we're going to see of the light of life which is in the water, which appears on the world, it's what he said in the John chapter 1 verses 4.
Yokana esule soka no runyiriri oruokuna.
John chapter 1 verse 4.
Yokana esule soka orunyiriri oruokuna.
John chapter 1 verse 4.
Obulamu bwali muye obulamu ne bubo musana gwabantu.
Yes, you have
been. Praise Jesus much.
Omusana guno ogwobulamu.
This light of life
bwali muye.
It was in him. And became the light of man. If you're not in the spirit of knowledge, you cannot see this life, and you can never understand it. But the spirit of knowledge of God, the one who reveals us light of the life which reaches to life eternal.
Now,
in this way, move put it in different ways, and hiding the earth under the sun, cover what concerns life.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When we saw the light of life which is on all spirits, all spirits in heavens and earth, we understood that well. But we
really
saw the life in the blood of creations on the world. Yet at this time, we want to move on, go deeper. The light of life which is in the water. You know, when you drink water, maybe those in the world say that water is life. What exactly is that?
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Who has
never heard of such a word in this world? And they say that water is life. What exactly are they trying to mean?
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
You know,
after we finish the light of life in the water on the world, we have to see also the water, the light of life in the living water.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Through which we can access blood of creations right from the stars to above. But let's first get explained and to totally understand the light of life which is in the water, which is on the planet Earth. Praise Jesus much. Many times with we believe it in ourselves, like some of those who invent say that indeed water is life. What form of life? And when can you see it? You know, those who make electricity, they desire to go use the water to
manufacture electricity from there. Then we get light we see today.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
But
them to that they know what is
impossible.
If they worked and they just moved on. But the water on the world, if you get out life, it's going to get bitter. And life is what is sweet in that water.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If water on the world you take away life, it can remain flowing, yet it's bitter and it kills instant. One of the things not easy to check. We just see the world moving on. And we may
think
kingdom of God is not working in our midst. And they say the kingdom of God is in your midst. Praise Jesus much. In the book of Exodus, God showed children of Israel. And
he
said indeed life can get out of the water. And the water begins to get bitter. Now we who manifest the kingdom of God,
and
this time we are in the spirit of knowledge, it lightens everything and you see it. And even concerning life. And when you read Exodus 15, verse 22, God speaks like this.
Okuva esule ye 15 n'olu nyiriri olwabiri mwebiri.
Exodus 15 verse 22.
Musa natambuza Isirayiri okuva ku nyanje myufu ne bavaamu ne batuka mu ddungu lya Suuli ne bagende ennaku ssatu mu ddungu ne batalaba mazzi. Olwabiri mwesatu bwe batuuka emmaala ne batayinza kunywa ku mazzi ga mmaala kubanga gaali gakaawa.
Amazzi gano
this water of Mara
gaali gakaawa.
It was bitter. But what caused the water get bitter?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When you take life from which is in the water, water is going to get bitter, and if you drink of it, it can kill you instantly. We though in the world we spoke saying water is life. We don't know what exactly is in the water. The life which is of the spirit. God himself. You know they say that who bathed the rain or the water? Who bathed it? Who is its father? Let's move on, see it slowly. God in birthing water, he birthed life. When he reached there, and he made it for us as water, he gave it to us. But he can take out life from it.
If
you wake up when you drink, you just die. They may even be no more oxygen. For still within there is a breath of life. The breath of life. Or the breath of life still is in it.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. On the world, what is on it is not clear. And we people are hanging just there. And the life we speak of, we don't understand it. Many doctors in the world,
but
they cannot realize life. Except the light of knowledge. What can tell you what indeed is life? But we on this world, we are hardened to understand what concerns life.
But
those who preach the kingdom of God and pass the spirit of knowledge of God, who holds the light of eternal life, moves on, reveal us life in the five ways.
And shows
you there is a life in the water we drink. Life is what is sweet in the water. You say we're going to eat our life.
I
don't know whether them to realize life is sweet.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Have you ever gone to eat up your life? As they speak, how was it? How did it look like? Was it sweet? You know, eating life, drinking, eating, and the rest. I don't know whether they really eat it. Let's get here,
Pastor.
We are in the book of Exodus.
We
want to prove water. Life has ceased to be the water. Water will be bitter. And it kills almost instant.
Yes,
praise Jesus. This water.
You know, many times
we use it to take medicine. In
the
times it dilutes the bitterness of the medicine.
Which
we don't know what dilutes that bitterness, not to test.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. Let's read and we hear.
Kuva esule ye 15 noru nyiriri olwabiri musatu.
Exodus 15:23.
Bwe batuuka emmaala ne batayinza kunywa ku mazzi g'emmaala kubanga gaali gakaawa. Kye kyava kiyitibwa erinnya lyakyo maala. 24. Abantu ne bamwemulugunyiza Musa nga boogera nti tunaanywa ki? 25. N'akaabira Mukama. Mukama n'amulaga omuti n'agusuula mu mazzi. Amazzi ne gafuuka amalungi.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. Jesus. God showed Moses a tree. You know, you see those trees. Them to consume of the life in the water. And they reserve that life. And that life joins with the light from the sky. We
got
out what we call photosynthesis. And we create food. And don't need to go into that now. Now what happened is this. When they create food,
they
use this water. Out of it comes life which is sweet. When it connects with the light, sunshine, which from the sky,
this
is what we call photosynthesis, to making food.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
get purpose and raise jackfruits and they hold life in them. And we eat them. I wanted to bring you an example. Why he got a tree, put it in the water. This tree had the light of life in it, which comes from water.
Yes,
what surprised only the tree? That when you put in the water, it releases the life in it in the water. In this water. And it sucks out the bitterness of death, and it dries immediately. What dries trees most on the world? Most of the times it's the poison which moves on the world. It goes sucks things bitter in the ground
of
poison, and the tree dries. But it tries to fight some time to survive.
But
they suck out everything in the ground. Who can think of that tree? Was it Moringa? What was it?
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
And
the water had gotten bitter. Life had ceased to be in it. Let me give you an example.
If
you get blood which is old, the blood which is rotten, and you pour it in water, all the life vanishes. And if you dare drink, you may end up when you've fallen down.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
Amen.
The angel of water one day said, in the Revelation 16, verse
3,
speaks this of the life in the water. Revelation
16, verse 3. Ne wabawo omusaayi ng'ogw'omufu, na buli mwoyo omulamu ne gufa, n'ebyo ebyali mu nnyanja. Olunyo olw'okuna. Owookusatu n'afuka ekibya kye mu migga ne mu nsulo z'amazzi, ne wabaawo omusaayi. Olunyo olw'okutaano. Ne mpulira malayika w'amazzi ng'ayogera nti, gwe mutuukirivu, gwe abaawo era eyabaawo, gwe mutukuvu, kubanga wasala omusango bw'otyo. Olunyo olw'omukaaga.
Yes, praise
Jesus.
Malaika wa amazzi yayogera ku bintu bino bibiri.
The angel of water spoke of these two things.
Waliwo ekibya.
There is a boil.
Obeche okulwanisa kubinja malaika abana.
A weapon on the seven groups of angels.
Ngajobo kisura mu mazzi.
And when he throw it in water.
Kisoka ne kinuna mu bulamu bwonna.
It sucks out all the life.
Or
the sweetness in it, and it remains bitter.
And even
their drink of it. Let's repeat slowly.
You're
going to see the life in the water. But spirit of knowledge is the one who can lighten this to us.
He shows
us the kingdom of God in our midst. We
as
people, we cannot see it, even with physical eyes. For it's the spirit of knowledge.
It's
the spirit the world cannot see because it doesn't know him. But you know him, you see him, for he's in you and he's unto you. Imagine we on the world eating, drinking.
We
go on streams to drink. We cook food. We mix soda
and
alcohol. We use every stubbornness.
And
it looks at the foolishness.
And
we are on the kingdom, we familiarize him. After we say God is not there. Your foolishness doesn't take me not being there. Don't understand. Hold foolishness.
It takes away water 1 week.
How do you survive?
It
takes streams from the world and get life out of it. How long can we live?
No,
Ecclesiastes says that people are mad. You live, we treat them gradually. We want to treat them as the stubbornness is, they cannot live long.
And
God to remain God, that he cannot appear like us.
If
you came in what we think
as
us, people confuse your kingdom is not there, you show them, prove him.
And
you get life, take it out of all streams.
And
whoever drinks faces it. On the day of the Lord, kingdom of God will come down here, right here. You will take away life. Life, you will take it from the water. And whoever would drink it will face it. Let's repeat verse 3.
Kubikulirwe sura ya 16 n'olunyiriri olwokusatu.
Revelation 16 verse 3.
Owokubiri nafuka ekibyakye mu nnyanja. Ne wabaawo omusaayi ng'ogw'omufu. Na buli mwoyo omulamu ne gufa.
Olidde ekyabeera.
You hear what happened?
Ate kakati Katonda wali ku mazzige gundi yalekamu okw'obulamu.
Now God on the water of Mara, he left a little life there.
Naye Katonda nga yamazeemu obulamu bwonna.
God finishes out all the life in that water.
It
becomes blood and what flows. There's no life here, it's finished. What we speak of is the one in the water. It's the sweetness of the water.
Wabula
asobola
okukendeza ne bubanga butini.
Can reduce it and is small.
Nenga sigalanga mazzi gatambula.
And remains water moving.
Wabula singa bununa mbona chwe.
If he sucks it out the entire of it. Streams which have been flowing as a stream, you only see blood flowing. Yet whoever drinks it, they cannot survive. Life is totally out.
Kubikulirwe sura ya 16 n'olunyiriri olw'okuna.
Revelation 16 verse 4.
Owokusatu nafuka ekibyakye mu migga. Ne mu nsulo z'amazzi ne wabaawo omusaayi. Olunyo olw'okutaano ne mpulira malayika w'amazzi ng'ayogera nti, gwe mutuukirivu, gwe abaawo era eyabaawo, gwe mutukuvu, kubanga wasala omusango bw'otyo. Olunyo olw'omukaaga. Kubanga bafuka omusaayi gw'abatukuvu n'ogwa bannabbi, n'omusaayi gwe gw'obawadde okunywa. Basani de.
Malaika wa mazi ya gamba.
The angel of water.
Although
I have been on the world.
Zimbade nda abantu nga bakole fujo.
I stop acting stubborn.
Guaba wa mazi nebanywa.
Give them water drink.
Nebanonya abantu kuvuba abori na mazima.
And they look for the saints, they preach to them. They kill them.
Era baba umanyi
When you are in the seals of God, you know you are in the fourth seal in the jar of heaven. When we reach the fifth seal of the spirit of knowledge, we are going to speak of the spirit of the saints, and they are complaining that they persecuted them on the world. Now, angel of water,
all
sinners, they are drinking God's water. They are on the kingdom. They drink of the life. They can realize after. And they say there's no life. We're going to die, finish, get destroyed in hell.
We
shall be in the ground sleeping.
He
said, realize me on that day.
I'm
going to rejoice when they have taken life from the water. I'm going to be happy about that. You know the sinners, those who seem good a little, and the good ones indeed, they are all on streams of God drinking. They drink of that life which appears in water, yet they despise. Because of the life in the water, many creations grow. Plants make food. You eat and you feel you chew life. You know when you eat in a purple, you feel the sweetness and the life in it. You wonder what you eat. Me, I'm eating. I don't know why God created these heads.
Speak
that we are senseless human. You know, eating
no get
is sweet. Banana is sweet.
No,
you don't know what you're eating, but you're eating.
And
they say God is not there. And the Holy Spirit says,
a
fool has spoken. God is not there. For you are fool enough. You are full enough,
but
wisdom from God never fails to give. But the initial one is in the word. And today, listen. You know, you eat life in food. Water holds life sweetness in it. They
gather
and they mold it in the water. The spirit of the Lord himself. And he connects with the sun. And the scientist said,
What photosynthesis
in the water?
You
see, photo is making, involving light.
Synthesis.
Light involved. What exactly is it?
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus. You know, in the world I studied.
But
most studies I studied them in the heaven, in the journey of heaven, where I realized this kingdom. When I came back in the class, and they taught or looked at them like that. And they say, why are you not writing? They say, what you're writing, you don't understand. You give them to us, you don't know them. Those ghosts can't teach us out there.
I
first got a confusion. People don't understand, yet they claim to understand. Their level of understanding is minimal, for God is greater. And they claim to be wise.
And
took me time to connect with them. And they balance their foolishness. Little knowledge given them, yet they elevated themselves. And I was able to be there studying.
And
I failed. These are failed. And they deceive you as you seated in the class. And at times
what
is
right?
Don't want to believe it's God who does it.
Photosynthesis.
Now what is photosynthesis?
That
there is photo making.
Synthesis
involving light. When it strikes on the leaf. Are you the one who strike it on the leaf?
obumere obutini
a little foods
obuita
which pass through the roads
mbunga bwambuka mbikola mbunga nayo musana guno gwegusika
this light is lifting it to come up
anage
kale
sijagira nyo
bitwe I'll not go deep into things
that
is how they are
manye byobulamu bwokumanya
no concerning life of knowledge
omusana
the light
obwobulamu obutagwao
the eternal life
gusobola okubanga omwoyo w'okumanya abikula bulungi buli kantu.
Spirit of knowledge can reveal everything out.
Era ngamba nti wano tufuna kufunye ka summary.
And I told you here we just getting a summary.
Wanga twandirabye.
Who would have seen?
Emmere eyo bagifoto olinga bati.
How is this food made?
Naye tunatera okwolekera eggulu eryo.
But we are about to head on to the second heaven.
Ebiri ebyo ebisinga byonna awo ebisinga.
Most of them spring from there.
Eri gye twabisomera.
That's where we started.
Eri mu lugendo lw'eggulu.
In the journey of heaven.
Yes, you have seen.
Praise Jesus, man.
Naye ekyamazima.
But the truth.
Mu mazzi mulimu obulamu.
In the water there is life.
Utukwashaganyiza wano ebintu bingi.
Connects and handles many things on the earth.
Utera okulya ku apple.
Do you always eat apple fruits?
Biki ebyo meketa meketa.
What do you chew in the apple? And you feel the sweetness in it. What do you eat?
This
sweet, it holds life. And you get oranges into them. And you begin to suck juice from them. And you feel life. But if it's bitter, you begin to complain. After you go out, say God's not there. Almost you hold in the head. That how it speaks. You
were
a trunk without a head. You don't think.
The
cassava, you begin to chew it. And you see the one who suck out the water in it. And you enjoy this chewing. Yet you cannot see life. You don't see God. Even his kingdom, you don't see it. You know,
you
say the blind have led the blind. Now in Ecclesiastes, he said, but these streams try to move the life in every place. That we thought the world things are meant to be just like that.
And
find everywhere we dig a well, we get water there. And we drink. And we feel the life. Let's read in the Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 from verse 1.
Ebigambo eby'omubuulizi mutabani wa Dawudi kabaka mu Yerusalemi. Olinnyo lw'okubiri. Obutaliimu obusinga obutaliimu bonna bwayogera omubuulizi. Obutaliimu obusinga obutaliimu bonna byonna butaliimu. Olinnyo lw'okusatu. Magoba ki omuntu gajja mu mulimu gwe gwonna gwakola wansi w'enjuba.
Mbingi tubikola wansi w'enjuba.
Please, we do them under the sun.
Atusinzira ku planet ya
fe. We based on the planet where we are.
Mukaseera kano.
In this time.
Abambachi mamazi.
Some people get for go water.
Abalala baga connecting amayumba gabo.
Others connected water in their houses.
Bagenda maso n'okunywa n'okukozesa.
Move on to drink and to use it.
Abalala baga fukira mu nnimiro.
Other water it in their gardens.
Abalala basaba nkuba.
Others ask for rainfall. Why do they dry when there's no water? What life is indeed is in the water. People do many meaningless things. And do this without thinking at all. Reach on the water you drink it.
That's
how it began to exist. Why does it hold life? You know, the time you bath it and you feel life back. The more you make it cold or you balance it temperature,
Life is kept and it starts. You drink a sip.
It's
the way it even sounds. And it's filled of life. Stand on streams flowing. You admire to drink of it. But you don't think. Put this life into things. Let's read Ecclesiastes we hear. Ecclesiastes 1 verse 4.
Emirembe emirala jigenda n'emirembe emirala jijja.
We are like that. We find streams around and we drink and we cook and we dish bath ourselves. You feel life. You're going to leave here feeling hot. And you go drink of water and you bath and you will sleep. Water revived me. Of water I felt life getting back. Now we correct water to wash a cloth which has been smelling. You feel it hard. It's itching you and you wash it in the water and life enters in it and you clothe it back. And the world moves on like that. And they don't know what is moving on. I'm going to wash it. Is there no water? Go wash a cloth in the dust. Why in the water?
And
why a cloth to be renewed to get life back in it? Go wash in the dust, see whether life will come in the cloth. People, we are in the world.
But
when I saw the things, I said, Lord, forgive us. These heads, empty tins.
Yeah,
empty tins. We just speak, we don't understand. But I tell you, I'm not going to speak of this. I
hit
in the forest called Mavira. I said, let me be here. I'm not going to tell God a word for 7 days. Even if you speak with an insect,
this head,
I don't know how long I had what on this. I came out, went back in my forest. And I didn't mind any person and I avoided human beings. I wondered the foolishness of generations which is still moving on now.
Not
minding to think of God. Done many things, still working.
And
the world is like that. The kingdom of God, what is it? Who is the Almighty that we serve him? We who made all things. Yet we drink of his water. We wash our clothings.
Plants
grow by those waters.
That
is called madness.
So maybe to read it.
Let's read we hear.
Mubulizi esule esoka olunyiriri olwokuna.
Ecclesiastes 1:4.
Emirembe emirala jigenda n'emirembe emirala jijja. Ensi neberelawo ennaku zonna.
Nebera bwetyo. And it's like that.
Wetugamba bwe bitu
ebino kumera. We say things are meant to be like that.
Mubulizi esule esoka n'olunyiriri olwokutano.
Ecclesiastes 1:5.
Era n'enjuba evaayo. Enjuba negwa.
We used to that the sun will go and come back. That is how we think. When it will rise up and the streams flow and they spawn within the this
and the
plants and the foods put on. We eat. But what do we eat? You in the ground when you dig there, you see potatoes there.
Prizes most of the fruits hold water in them.
Have you ever
gotten a fruit which is dry? Even the sweetness. We go on them, eat them. And God gathers life in the water and molds up fruits.
And
sends in the branches in the leaves. And you go get a mango. And you begin to enjoy the mango. You know, if it's still growing, it's a bit bitter. It's gathering enough life. When life finishes enough in it, it gets ripe and it gets sweet. And we eat the entire world. We go to market, buy food. This is moving on there. I hear the leaves opening. I don't want to go into that. I ran from biology, they reached a point, deceived me. And I went and did physics and chemistry. Even mathematics. Even fine arts. That was in my life. I don't want subjects to deceive me much in. Man came from the ape, I could not believe that.
Did
not run from those studies you study.
And
you know why, how we shall correct issues. We can align the world. Even what they study, we can align it, correct it. After they face us with this light,
Amen.
They will reach to inquire from us. You know, apostles were not learned in the world, but they reached to speak. And they
said,
the illiterates, how have they gotten those words? Friends, we started in the spirit.
Yeah, to
the one who teaches us to profit than you. Let's read Ecclesiastes.
Mubulizi esule soka noru nyiriri oroktano.
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 5.
Era nejube evayo, enjuba negwa, neyanguwa okugenda mu kifo kyayo jeva. Olinyolo mukaga, empewo egende eri obukiiko obwaddyo, nechukira obukiiko obwakkono. Echuka chuka bulikaseera mukutambula kwayo.
Tujja kulaba ku mukagwa mukama.
We shall see of the breath of God. Life in the breath of God.
Bulabigira mumpewe ne tambula.
Appears in the wind which moves.
Mbuna mbwera napo tububera konga tunyuyo.
It too we are on it. Breathing it.
Eja kudanja
ko. It will come back, I will breathe.
Imagine
you're going to murder, you are on the oxygen of God, you breathe it. You're going in adoring fornication, you are on that. You're going to steal, you steal it. Where will you go and run from these cases? God speaks that people said their oxygen is in their mouth. Who deceives you? Did you put it there? And you walk
into it.
You are into fornication with this one, the other, you're breathing into it.
Now
due to going in morality, you leave this man.
No,
go with him. There too, you're using the oxygen of God. You are on the life of God, you familiarize it. Let's finish here. But we shall humble those to humble today. You know that those of tomorrow will humble in hell and the lake of fire. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 6.
Echuka chuka bulikaseera mukutambula kwayo. Empewo nedda nate mukwetoloola kwayo.
Bambi.
Olinyolo musanvu. Emigga gyonna gigenda mu nnyanja. Naye nnyanja tejjula. Mu kifo emigga gyo gigenda eyo jijigenda nate.
Emigane jitambula.
And the streams flow. As you see them there, and they keep moving. We take water for them everywhere they are. We add them another moving. And they pass in different grounds. They are moving life for you. The kingdom of God that we don't see.
Him.
Lord Jesus said in Luke 17,
20-21,
kingdom of God
doesn't
come outward in your midst. Yet could we see it? Even streams is the kingdom.
Wow.
You see the flow. Light of life in the water on the world.
As
sweet as this, but you
dare
fall in it.
It
show you the life. And it's much, then you will faint. And you check quick from the body. Streams are moving. The sea pouring, it never getting full. And they come back again. They move all the ground in the world. And we dig out. We put their tanks and cisterns. Now we have even the organization of waters. It's called National Waters. Sewage Corporations. They connected on the streams of God. They are selling water expensively to us now. They make money from the water of God. Like those who work on the airtime. But in the world, if they don't understand, there's no understanding. Understanding is unto the Lord.
And
he said, accept my teaching and not gold. Meaning in the teaching. On the world there are diviners.
They've
spoken foolishness. Everything. Eating and drinking. And things like those. They don't think of the kingdom of God. The prophets of God. They are the ones who know something. They are apostles of God. They are pastors of God. They
are
evangelists of God.
They are
musicians who sing gospel. And they sing God's gospel. They are ones who can tell you of the kingdom. The teachers of these words. The ones who know something. But the world has trusted divinations. Nothing will benefit in divinations. You come get the prophecy of God. The one who yearned to prophesy, you leave that. You come get prophecy of God. And accept God to give a prophecy. And you don't speak divination. For he refused divination. Don't know anything when you are a diviner. For you work for the kingdom of Satan. Kingdom of Satan, you're not meant to know anything. Even what you speak just falls on you, you don't know where it comes from. They usually call it the Rhema word. That's not in scriptures, it's new. Let's read in the Ecclesiastes we hear. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verses
8.
All things are wary of us. Animals, insects, and the birds are wary of us.
Some
animals which were on the world phased out, they left the world. And they told God, bring us finish that we finish on the world. We are tired. Bananas are tired of us.
Now they
put on funny small bananas.
After
we bring injections to inject them,
and we inject
them, you will grow fat. Cassava is so tired of us.
You
put it there, you get out a big tree of cassava. And
there
is no fruit of cassava. We too, we plan for invade things worthless. And we injected it, turned against us.
And
we get potatoes too failed. Most of these things got aware of us.
Even
fish moved deep down there. We are tired of human beings. Even streams are getting tired. They are drying gradually. Gradually, God take away life.
These
are wearisome, for they have served in the kingdom of God. And they
served
the fools on the world.
Anytime
I remember the head I had, and they served me, I didn't mind it. We went on the well and we got water there. We used it, everything we wanted. And we don't think. What did you dare think then? Remember, you've gone on the streams, you get water, you use it many things.
Yet
everything you use it, it gives a good life. There wasn't a thought involved. Most of us will take it to the shrines. Many things happen we did under the sun. And it's the case before God. We shall reach when we have nothing to plead for.
For
he shows light and he commands this shine to the evil and the good. Left streams reach the evil and the good people. And
they
drink of the life in the water. Yet they don't think. Let's hear. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verses 9.
Echaliwo, chechinabangao. Nechechakolewa, chechinakolewanga. So to worry chintu chijja once we enjuba.
You're not to worry chipia.
Nothing is new here.
Ebyaliwo.
What was?
Biyebiri wo
they are the ones which are today. And they are the ones which will be.
Siye badde jebe na bwe.
The earth has been like that.
Ngabwe tutudde wano.
As we seated here.
Waluwa abayali batudde era mbiro bya.
There are those who are seated in our seasons.
Mu biro byabwe.
In their seasons then. And they researched of what we speak of now. As you appear, there are others who appeared like you. What is threatening? All who appeared, you have not entered the life in heaven.
The
problem which is on the world is that we do not know what's moving on.
Yet
the kingdom of God is in our midst.
It
moves on to work. In the book of Job, the Holy Spirit asks that who is the father of the water? The father of the streams, who is he?
Yobu suria satumumu nana. Nolu nyiriri olwabiri mu munana.
Job 38:28.
Enkuba erina kitaawe waayo oba niye yazaala amatondo g'omusulo. Abiri mwenda. Mu lubuto lwani omwava amazzi amakwafu. N'omusulo omukwafu omweru ogw'omuggulu. Ani yaguzaala.
Nti naye bana ebintu bino wadde tugenda maaso.
But we move on.
Enkuba etutonyera.
The rainfall falls.
Emigawo egiri.
The streams are there.
Nayani.
But who is the father?
And
he came from his womb. Our father birthed life for us
and
moved on, put it in ways.
Some
he put in the form of water. According to Revelation 22, verses 1, we are going to see from whose womb the water came from.
Okubikulira sura ya 22 n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Revelation 22 verse 1.
Nanda go mugogo wa maza gobulamu, oguma sama sange ndabiruamu, ngaguva muntebe ya katonda, neyo mwana gwendiga. Orinyoro kubiri.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus.
Yamuna go mugogo wa maza, madam.
He showed in the river of living waters.
Ngaguva muntebe ya katonda.
And it came from the throne of God.
Neyo mwana gwendiga.
And from the Lamb of God. The truth is this. The Holy Spirit himself. The one is put himself in all these ways.
If you're
going to head on the light of life, which is in the living water.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much. This is the little level of waters we have on the world.
It
took him from the water of life, the Holy Spirit.
That is
a little level. The level on the lower level of life. That's why he spoke in John chapter 7 verse 38 and 39. And he speaks this.
John 7:38. Akiriza nze ng'ekyawandiikibwa bwe kigamba nti emigga gy'amazzi amalamu girikulukuta mu lubuto lwe. 39 ekyo yakyogera ku mwoyo gwe baali bagenda okuweebwa abamukkiriza, kubanga omwoyo yali tannaba kugabibwa, kubanga Yesu yali tannaba kugulumizibwa.
Yesu yabazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
We have
given the streams of living waters. It speaks of the Holy Spirit. Right from our womb. This stream of living waters came from his womb. It's his father. And the life in the water, it came from him.
He's
the father of the rain. Father of the rivers. God who owns the eternal life. This time he put it in the water that I can see it. But for not seeing, the eyes of our understanding, the eyes of our knowledge, and they closed with normal sight, we could not see the kingdom of God in our midst.
Shall
come back with the fourth part of the spirit of knowledge, who holds the light of life, and the way shows the kingdom of God. And we see the fourth way,
and
the light of life in the living water, the blood of the creations in heaven. I know that the blood there is of water.
We hold
no flesh and blood we have on this world. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.